compare. At the same time, there's really quite a difference.
I see.
And you should have lived here all of his life, and probably in his 60s, 70s.
I see. I've been thinking, there's not too many people around here. Of course, if I'm here, but they're not 60. You're about in the 50s. Mm-hmm.
As I came out, I really didn't see any elderly people.
not very many.
Where do they go? Do they go into town?
I reckon so. Some of them go to town, some of them are dead. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, they're not here.
They're just not available. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You wouldn't know anyone in town who would be who used to be a farmer and lives in town now?
No, I sure don't. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anybody in town I used to farm.
I saw some old houses coming up, but nobody was living in them. That's
nobody
right. Those would be ideal places to go.
Now, I was thinking about Mr. Earl, the reader here. He's a white man. You go to white folks, too?
Yes, I went as far as Mrs. Miss Harvey.
That's Tom right. Harvey. Mm-hmm. Mr. Harvey, you told me that told you about
yes.
me. Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Earl, the reader over here, right across here. Now, he's a retired farmer, but he's sick, they say, and he's been here all his life.
Mm-hmm.
His daughter and his son-in-law live in the house with him.
Mm-hmm.
You might would find him.
Mm-hmm. But colored people, I'd have to go some. I have to go to. Would I do better in Blakely? Do you think?
I believe you would. There's a lot of people up there. You can just go and
someone who's quiet, retired.
That's right. You can go and talk with them, because. I do. I don't. There's a lot of people up there, but I don't know. No, I couldn't tell you directly one to go to. Mm-hmm. I know some of them too, but I couldn't tell you maybe where they live. Well, I mean, if you went up there, you could come in contact with some white and colored types.
People who just left the
living,
farm
and going up in town.
Up
that's right.
Mm-hmm. Jakin, people just don't go there and live. Is that it?
Nobody much down there. I don't know. Well,
mm-hmm.
I've been there, a lot of them, you know, the dad, and he living there, but I don't know too many of them, of older people in Jenkins.
Mm-hmm. the more I do this, the more I realize how important it is, because people are dying off.
That's right. That's
and with them, all this information
it's
is
gone.
Going.
That's right.
Because their children just don't.
Don't know it. Don't know.
Either know it, don't know it, or they just don't care about it.
That's
you know,
right.
They just don't have an interest in history.
That's true. Well, I mean, if I could contact them, maybe later on, I could maybe contact them and maybe get you good or something. If you want to maybe try to come back one Saturday, and they could be maybe at home.
All right. Could I? I tell you, I'm going into Jakin now. Could I call you? Would you think of somebody later on this afternoon, do you think? Or am I rushing you too fast?
Oh, that would be too much this evening.
trying to get this in during my vacation. I have to do a call with tomorrow.
I see.
I see some people there. What we're doing is going to... We have the state marked off in what we call grids.
I see.
And we try to see four people in each grid.
I see.
And Jakin is a sort of headquarters. Blakely is kind of out of this grid.